Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. And you're in tune with the daily broadcast of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Join with us now as we sing. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name. And as we do each broadcast, bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name. And thank you for worshiping with us today. Let's turn to the Word of God to begin the service from John 14:27. Words of Jesus, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. If it's convenient and possible, I hope you'll invite someone to worship with you, and then have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information a little later on. Page 493 in the celebration hymnal. Sing together, clap your hands, worship with us on Glory to His Name.
Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where He took me in. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. O precious fountain that saves from sin, I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Oh, sing it now. Hallelujah. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. What a lovely name, the name of Jesus. His name shall be called Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins. The greatest newscast that has ever been heard in the world was heard the night that Jesus was born. And He was named Jesus because He was to be the Savior of the world. That's something that we should celebrate, not just on Christmas, but every day. We need to thank Him for being our Savior. Our precious promise before we pray from 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 2. The writer says, "Grace unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." Praise the Lord. Well, let's call upon the Lord today. I'd like for you just to join with us in this prayer. Just bring your requests and your burdens. Lift your needs and your praises to God. And by the time this prayer comes to an end, we'll know that we have prayed and the Lord has heard us. Father in heaven, we thank You today for grace and peace. We thank You, Lord, today because we do have grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. There is none other that can bring us grace and peace except You. And Father, we thank You for each one that's with us today. We give You praise today, Lord, for a great congregation of people that are calling upon You now in prayers and in praise. Hear our prayers, Lord, but also hear our praise. Meet the needs, hear the request, answer them, Lord. Work them out according to Your will and what's best for us. We're standing on Your word. We're standing on Your promises, and we're putting our trust in You. Meet the needs of this broadcast, Lord, so we can continue on in Jesus' name, and we'll give You praise. Amen. Praise God. Praise Him with us now. Thank You, God, for sending Jesus. Thank You, Jesus, that You came. Holy Spirit, won't You tell me more about that lovely name? Oh, let's sing it and praise Him now. Hallelujah. Let's thank You, God. God for sending Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you came. Holy Spirit, if you will, have your notepad and pencil ready. I'll give you some contact information toward the end of the broadcast. Here's one we're going to pick up the tempo. I will follow thee. God's people were in bondage, no one to lead them out, until the Lord said, Moses, please turn thy face about. He looked toward the burning bush, and then took off his shoes. On holy ground, Moses cried, Lord, I'll follow you. I will follow thee over mountain high and on the stormy sea. And when I meet your voice, Lord, no matter how I feel, I will leave my burdens there. Lord, I'll follow midnight, cried my share of tears, had trouble all around me for many, many years. But midnight has vanished, my troubles had to flee, when I heard my Savior say, will you follow me? And I said, I will. I will follow thee over mountain high and on the stormy sea. And when I hear your voice, Lord, no matter how I feel, I will leave my burdens there. Lord, I'll follow thee. And I said, I will. I will follow thee over mountain high and o'er the stormy sea. And when I hear your voice, Lord, no matter how I feel, I will leave my burdens there. Lord, I'll follow thee. Hallelujah. Well, in school, we played Follow the Leader, and that's what we're doing in the work of the Lord. We're not playing church, but we are actively following the leader. I will follow thee. Thank you for worshiping with us today. Remember the Lord permitting and providing Sister Linda and I our weekdays at this same time. And after you've given to your church, take care of your family. If you'd like to share something with the Power of Pentecost, send any mail, whether you have any money or not, to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. And you can call or text 618-214-1410. And our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. I will follow thee over mountain high,
or on the stormy sea. And when I hear your voice, Lord, no matter how